The plan approved during the holidays was attacked so strongly the council and Mayor Brown went back to the map and made some changes. That means city crews will be out again to change the signs around Key Bank Center, which were just changed. While it sets up a higher rate for events system, city leaders are still trying to figure out how to tell parkers when it's time for the higher prices for event parking. There's also the question of the smartphone-based Buffalo Roam app system. Councilmember Joseph Golombek says a recent report says a lot of city residents don't have computers and smartphones.
I guarantee you that that 23% number is not in East Amherst. If you come into the district that I represent, I'll bet you it's closer to 50% of the residents. If you go into the Riverside Library, the one thing that is constantly in use are the computers. On a regular basis, very rare that I've gone in there that there's not all of the computers being filled.
Parking Commissioner Kevin Helfer says Buffalo Roam is getting a lot of use from its 35,000 registered customers. He says more of those parking kiosks will be installed around the hockey arena for those without the app to help use the newly opened 115 parking spaces around the arena. There will also be some parking meters installed. During a Buffalo Bandits game over the weekend, Buffalo Roam was used 153 times for parking spaces. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.